I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. U.S. Christians need your prayers today. They've encountered some trouble in Southeast Asia. More details in a moment. And the Israel-Palestine conflict is full of complexity. One believer explains how to approach the topic with grace later on in our broadcast. But we'll start today with a look at what's happening in an unfolding situation. Authorities in communist Laos are holding three American Christians for disseminating religion without approval. Due to the sensitive nature of the situation, Vision Beyond Borders identified their volunteers only as Wayne, Autumn, and Joseph. Until further notice, they're guests of the provincial capital, but without their passports. Todd Nettleton, a spokesman with Voice of the Martyrs USA, tells us,
"My understanding is this is not Bibles, but rather MP3 players with the scripture recorded as well as other Christian recordings that they were giving out."
What's next remains to be seen.
It appears that the U.S. Embassy there in Laos is involved in the situation. So the U.S. government is aware of what's going on and is working on behalf of these three Christians. So at this point, probably the most significant thing we can do is pray.
Even as he urges prayer for the release of Wayne, Autumn, and Joseph, he says the situation may have stirred up more issues for the local Christians, and they won't have a powerful government speaking up on their behalf.
The other question, obviously, from a ministry standpoint is, what happens to other Christians that they may have connected with or spoke to, even met on the street in Laos? Will there be some repercussions for those believers? And we pray that that's not the case.
In other news, there's an abundance of Bible translation training and resources available for spoken languages. For sign language Bible translation, though,
there are a lot of challenges that are facing that movement.
Speaking with MNN through an interpreter, Stuart Thiessen, one of only a few deaf translation consultants in the world, explains why Deaf Bible Society launched an institute for sign language engagement and training.
By training translation consultants and also deaf Bible translators in linguistics and in Hebrew and Greek, they'll be able to understand more fully the original source languages of the Bible.
Along with training deaf people involved in Bible translation, the Institute, or ISLET, helps deaf communities learn more about their language.
By understanding their own signed language as well, they're going to be able to capitalize on the visual nature of their languages. Sign languages are unique in that they can communicate visual information oftentimes a lot more succinctly and a lot more precisely than spoken languages can.
There's more to this story at missionnews.org.
People can pray that those deaf Bible translators would glean a lot from that program and that it would really bolster the translation work that they do.
And Christians in the Arab world are typically the minority population. They've learned to handle sensitive topics with care and wisdom. One particular area, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Promoting a pro-Israel stance comes across as political and actually damages the gospel message in the Arab world context. George, an Arab Christian associated with Program for Theological Education by Extension, says,
"This does not help us if they believe that Israel will, or the people of Israel will restore the land and all of this. Let them keep this belief for them. Because if they want to come and convince us of this or talk about it to the government or any of these things, this will hurt us more than really helping us."
George isn't asking anyone to change their political stance, but rather to be aware of the context surrounding it. He recommends that Christians with a heart for Israel consider outreach in the country.
Whoever wants to benefit from Jesus, faith is the way to do this. So he needs to understand that. I mean, the Jews and Gentiles need to be saved in the same way, which is through Jesus, faith in Jesus.
Pray that God's love would be shown throughout the Holy Land. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.